Hi, my name is Suzanne, and I'm a grateful member of Al-Anon. Can you hear me? Hi, into the mic. Okay, there it is. So we've only got 35 pages to get through. We have three C's in Al-Anon. You didn't cause it, you can't control it, and you can't cure it. I often forget the middle bit. You can't control it. I want to start with a picture. Mum is lying on the floor, passed out from prescription drugs. It's not the first time. She comes around when I pour water on her face. I'm 4 years old, and my sister is two, and Dad is working away from Monday to Friday, and he's not at home today. I don't remember this, but I have in my head that I should save people, because I can. If I pour water on her face, she wakes up. But that same year, so I was four, I was kicked out of play school because I was hitting the other children. And Mum told me about this situation, about her lying on the floor 6 years ago. And I have tremendous respect for her that she told me that and told me how ashamed and sorry she was. What I do remember is I was probably 6 years old, seeing my sister play with other children and me being confused about what they were doing and why and how. I don't actually remember playing with any other children. 5 years later, so now I'm about 10, Dad and my sister would have screaming rows. He was strict and she didn't obey the way I did. More than once, it seemed he was going to break down the door to her room that she had locked. Mum is crying, and I'm holding my breath in fear of what they might do to each other. There was no physical violence, I'd like to add. To me, she was courageous to stand up to him over and over. And I called myself a coward. I had started to stuff my feelings, before then, and I was very shy. I now jump forward to I'm 16, and I had my first and last normal boyfriend. I ended it because I thought he was boring. After that, I focused on dysfunction. Someone has to take care of these guys. At 19, I have a job. I'm working as a receptionist in an A&E, accident and emergency, which is called casualty in the US. I loved it. Lots of drama. And I was organizing all of this. I was important. I could save people, or so I thought, and I could be really bossy and get away with it, even with drunks and addicts. I felt at home in that environment with the staff, fellow caretakers. But the adrenaline ran out after 2 years, and I took a course which included my first geographical move. In the new place, I started a career managing projects. Have a situation, fix it, move on to the next one. Quite often it felt like being a fireman, and I very much exhausted myself with this severe stress. I also met a man and got engaged after only 2 months, and married after 6, and that was including the 3-month break we had in between because I went abroad. After 4.5 years of trying to change each other back to the person we first met, we split up. I became very depressed, and I felt I had failed at marriage. And I often thought of suicide, and I would stand in a tube station, so the underground, and look at the tracks and find it tempting. 15 years later, it was time for the next geographical. So this was 1995, and I was unemployed, but I found a project to do in Brussels. It was for 3 months, and here I am still, only because of the program and my cat. Once again, my overwork or workaholism took hold, so I could feel necessary, in charge of something, and not try to think about how I felt. I started dating a man dependent on morphine and alcohol, by his own admission. When he started stealing money and taking the car, I ended it. Oh, and there was this thing. He told me I should be shot when his anarchist friends took over. It seems that, I don't know, there was a guy at work who would talk to me about his dysfunctional home life, where his alcoholic father would hit his mother. I wonder why he chose to tell me. At age 37, I met my ex, told myself that this was my last chance to have a child and a family. However, he had full custody of his 3 teenagers, as his alcoholic ex-wife was in a home after a stroke. Before we moved in together, I wanted us to try living together for a weekend. With the kids. I didn't like it. But we still moved in together. I don't know if he's an alcoholic. I know there was a lot of drinking. There were mood swings, financial problems, lies, and lots of toothpaste to hide the breath. In the end, I felt like I was the stepmother of his children and him. Being depressed, I saw a therapist who mentioned ACA. My first thought, as she said those words, were, it wasn't my fault that my family is dysfunctional. It's not my fault that my mother is unhappy. So we are now the year 2000, and I join ACA. My ex thought I was very courageous. I didn't understand why. In 2006, I came to my first convention. I had had the bright idea of renovating my home and arrange it for the relationship I dreamed of, but I hadn't met him yet. I'd just assumed he would come along when the builders left. Well, there's still things to do, so if there is an electrician in the audience, see me later. The renovation brought me to my bottom. This was a process that really showed how powerless I am over people, places, and things. So either the plumber was mad, or I was, and as I couldn't change him, I took a break and I came to this convention. Here I found Alan on meetings, and the following week I asked a member to sponsor me, and she said yes. Her wisdom changed my life, particularly because she wouldn't accept excuses. In Al-Anon, I have found so much that I couldn't actually put it down on paper. I have found loving care. I have found respect for others' right to be themselves and for me to be respected too. I have found clarity, the meaning of humility, which in AA you call being right-sized. I have freedom today. I have freedom from responsibility for others. I can leave them to their higher powers. I have freedom to live at a pace that suits me and my higher power, and then be called slow by my family. I live in gratitude. I'm grateful for the relationship I have with my family today. I can love them without not always liking them. I can love them and disagree with them, but not necessarily have to tell them that I disagree. I am so grateful for the program and the meetings and every single member of Al-Anon. I feel safe now. I have a higher power and I have a program, and whatever comes my way, they are there. And I have had a few sponsees, and I have now. A couple of them, I'm not sure I did it right, because they actually went off to AA. There is so much wisdom, there is so much laughter, there is so much kindness, there is so much love in Al-Anon, and because I get to spend time with alcoholics as well, I think I find that with you too. I still have the same feelings I would have. I found this one in one of our readings. Feeling our feelings is an important part of recovery. Learning how to balance them with an appropriate action is another. I can feel angry, but I don't have to shout at you. I can want to be bossy, but I can try to control that. I was the coordinator this year, and I did it, I think it's about 15 years ago, the first time. And excuse me, it has been so different, so different. I have asked for help. I have said, no, I'm not going to do that. I have let go. Including when I couldn't find a speaker for today, my home group said, you do it. I wish I hadn't asked. I have regrets over things from the past, like my marriage breaking up. But I also know that, you know, I did what I could at the time. And that regrets don't give me anything. So, as my friend has a wonderful t-shirt, says here, that says, weird, not weird, but different. I felt I was very weird and not at home in my country of origin. And through Al-Anon, I've learned that I'm perhaps a little bit funny, but I'm different. And yet I'm very much the same as all of you. Thank you.